Hey everyone, it's Kevin. This is the second part of the mini-sode where we talk about Kim Kardashian's ass, Monica and Jen hooking up with Dominican mailmen in their workplaces, and Rich and his crazy family. Enjoy.
That's a good question Jen just posted. Does Kim Kardashian have great pubes? I think she probably lasers her pubic hair so she'll never grow it ever again.
That's a good idea.
For sure.
Here was my first reaction to Kim Kardashian besides boner. The second one being, I love her timing. And by timing, why I say that, the week after the catcalling horse shit that everyone had to suffer through on Facebook, she's like, yay, catcalling, women's rights. And then Kim Kardashian, I'm naked again. I'm like, yes, bringing it back. Thank God. That topic was boring.
I think that topic is relevant. I think the way it got brought up, I think that video, completely wrong for the case.
Right. Yeah. Hi, how are you? Boom, man! Fuck
but
you!
But here's the thing. This is what I said to a guy friend of mine. Okay, if the same thing happened to guys, but it wasn't obviously catcalling because, you know, that's not a problem for men. Like, they would welcome female attention. But if it was guys asking very nicely for money, if they were like, God bless you, sir, do you have a dollar? They weren't, you know, being mean. They weren't, like, whatever. After 100 of those in a day, you'd fucking kill somebody.
Who gets 100 fucking catcalls in a day? I'm sorry.
Right, but she walked around for 10 hours.
Supposedly.
So that's my point, is I feel like the video is off. You know, I mean, and by the way, okay, you can sit there and say, well, she was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. She was wearing a very tight pair of jeans, a very tight t-shirt, walking around New York City. You're going to get noticed.
In certain neighborhoods, too.
I want to see her in Bay Ridge or Little Dominican Heights uptown. That's where I want to see her really walk around. Then she'd really see what catcalling is all about.
Well, I mean, we all have it, but I have to tell you, as a woman, it is very annoying because men seem to go on this assumption that if they pay you a compliment, that that's a nice thing. And frankly, some of them, it's creepy. I mean, sometimes it is creepy. It's a feeling that you have as a woman that you're being leered at, and it's creepy.
I love
And you. Well, no, but I'm
high five.
My point is it's not for the man to decide that it's okay. It's for you to decide. You know. But I'll tell you what. When I first moved here. And I got catcalled and stuff like that. I was, you know, I was not a New Yorker yet, so I was a little bit afraid, whatever. And I noticed, like, it kind of egged them on. And now, it's like when I get catcalled, I actually, you know, I pay attention.
I say thank you.
I do, too.
And then I just
do, too. And they're like, Mama, you know, they're like, Mommy, you know, you look good. And I turn around and I'm like, thank you. Have a great day. And I walk away and I keep walking and, you know, I it's a game for a lot of guys.
I had this conversation with one of my female colleagues, who said she's attractive. She says she never gets catcalled. I think
it's a lie.
No, she said she never gets catcalled, and the one time she did get catcalled, she was like, oh, I guess I look nice today. She wasn't offended by it. She wasn't afraid. She was just like, okay.
Is she the oblivious sort?
Maybe, but that's the thing too. It's like I feel like sometimes. Guys know who not to mess with.
Absolutely. Oh, they definitely do.
Your body language either attracts certain people or detracts them.
That's what I mean.
People don't fuck with me. In fact, they get out of my way.
Because you're a New Yorker now.
I do. You should see me walk through Grand Central. I got people moving left and right out of my way. I'm like, I'm making that fucking train, asshole.
I can see Jen walking the streets now like, yeah, baby, nice ass. I've got great pubes.
Yeah. Then I'll shut him up right
now.
Exactly.
Like, I take it back.
Yeah. But guys, listen, I mean, in the video, let's be fair, the one guy following her, that's fucking creepy
right.
as shit.
Well,
completely
right.
fucking creepy. Right. Rich McDonald, please stop following women around the streets of Manhattan so close
Seriously.
Like that. I mean,
they
honestly.
Like it.
We're going to have to, you know, talk to you about that, really.
But guys, listen, we do, to a degree, get catcalled. And, I mean, we've had, like, ugly girls come up to us and be like, oh, you know, you're so hot, and they won't leave you alone. Like, it's annoying. We get it. But you guys have it on
really?
A... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Women do some crazy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
On the street?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Vegas.
I have a friend
street.
Who went into a fucking shoe store to buy shoes, and the girl was just like, I fuck you. And I was like, wait, what? She was like, what size shoe are you? I'll fuck you? Like, just like that? And he's like, yeah.
I've had that. Yeah, that's happened. But it's guys like, oh, great. Well, let's go then. And I'm like, okay. And next thing you know, you're in a hotel in the middle of, I don't know, blah, 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 blah.
The other thing is it's different for guys, you know, because I think they're more open to sexual advances. But I don't know. Whatever.
I think it just opens up the dating pool, honestly.
Do you really?
I'm going to fuck a guy right on the sidewalk.
Well, that's the other thing.
Challenge
like, there's always that. There's always that comment, too, of, like, women saying, like, what does the guy expect? Like, I'm going to turn around and be like, yeah, pants off. Yeah. Let me suck your dick, you know? Because what's the expectation? But I think it's a game. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, too, and women do this, and you guys know you're guilty, is when you wear outfits that scream attention, you know you're subtly wearing... If you're wearing a low-cut top, you're looking for attention. But when you get it, you get pissy. Like, why? That's the thing.
No, because I think you get it no matter what. I don't think it does.
Well, yeah, that is one thing. You do get it despite what you wear. I do agree with you that, you know, I can only speak for myself, so I'm only going to speak for myself. Yes, I know if I wear certain outfits, I'm going to get more attention and probably not the kind I want. Therefore, not that I have big tits, but if I'm showing some cleavage, I will, like, take something to put over it on the subway because I know otherwise... people are going to, like, stare at my cleavage, right? So the one thing I don't understand is when it's all hanging out, and you're right, women get angry or upset. I feel like I stare at cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you? Like, if you see, like, tits...
I love tits.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
me too! What a coincidence! Holy shit, where's...
This is why we're all good co-hosts and guests, because we all love tits. So, I don't know. I don't have an answer for the question as to why women get upset at that.
Because some are assholes.
Some do. I mean, assholes. I think some do like to get upset at it.
Uh-huh. Geraldo did a great bit about it. He goes, maybe I should hang a disco ball below my balls. I mean, it's like spinning and lining up. Like, eyes up here! Eyes up here! Eyes up here! God, he was great. Anyway, so...
For Greg. Oh. Okay.
So we talked...
and his ball.
You're going to pour it out for your dead homie, Greg Geraldo? So we talked about... like I said, it is that time of year, and we discussed... touched on it briefly before we talked about Kim Kardashian's asshole and gray pubes. Gray pubes. That is the goddamn theme of the day, is gray pubes. Thanksgiving, Christmas dinner, and all that shit. Have you ever brought someone to a holiday party and you... What is actually when you start dating someone? Like, what's the agreeable time frame? You get, I've been this person X amount of months or whatever. They're like, you know what? I'm going to trot them around the family because it is Thanksgiving.
You're
going to
take the tea, trot him around, smack his ass a little.
The time frame is you should keep her away from your family until you have no choice.
Until you get engaged.
Yeah.
Well, what if, here's the thing though, what if you start dating? Yeah, exactly. What if you start dating, like, seriously, like, you have the what-are-we conversation, as I like to call it, like, middle, late October, and you're like, fuck, here comes Thanksgiving, now what? Too early? Yeah. Too soon?
Hell yeah.
Too early.
Too early.
Too early.
Interesting.
We're not kids anymore, Kevin.
God damn, I wish I could say
we were.
Okay.
You know, that's what I was going to say, is we're old enough to where, like, I think even as women, we would be like, I don't want to fucking meet your family.
I don't want to meet your family. I don't want to subject you to my family.
Yeah, exactly. This, you know, but I think when you're in your 20s, it's tough because everybody's kind of racing towards, like, marriage for the most part. And that validation that, you know, this relationship means something, this could be a big thing. I do think it is a good litmus test for, like, how crazy somebody is. Because if you just started dating, like, let's say in September... and, like, all of a sudden Thanksgiving rolls around, and they're just like, I'm coming to meet your family, right? It's like,
red flag.
Right? I think so.
Although, you should move in together first.
If you want, really, I have a fantastical holiday story of my very fucked up family.
We're all ears, please.
I had just literally signed my divorce papers in August, started dating a guy, very nice fellow. Him and his brother moved up to New York from Florida. They went home for Thanksgiving. We're not going home for Christmas. They were going to spend Christmas in a one-bedroom apartment. I said, that's silly. I said, my parents are coming to visit. We're going to have dinner. I have the room.
why don't you come over and have dinner with us and spend Christmas with us? Because like an asshole, for some reason I thought I had different parents than I do. My mother spent the entire Christmas Eve dinner making him feel like a piece of shit in every possible way she could. And I'd warned him. I mean, trust me, I wasn't just like, yeah, come on over. It'll be totally pleasant and normal. Like, I told him, I said, look, your options are being in a one-bedroom apartment or just drinking a lot and being able to deal with my parents. But, like, stuff like I set the table and, you know, I got, like, the nice china. So that's what I used. And he was like, oh.
Wait, in Hungarian, centers, nice china being paper plates, right?
Are you kidding me? Hungarians are known for their china.
The Chinese are known for their china.
No.
I know. I mean.
Chinese.
I mean,
I'm so confused.
Please continue. I'm sorry.
Yes. Chinese are known for china.
Aha! Lawyered. Continue, please.
I'm just going to wait for you to
your mother and father.
Your biggest fan. No, but anyhow, so he was just trying to lighten things up, and he's like, oh, Monica, the table looks really nice, and my mother's like, yes, you know, because it is with the wedding china that she got when she was married to a doctor. What do you do? Like, that kind of shit for, like, the entire night. Long story short, I ended up throwing my parents out of my house at 11:30 on Christmas Eve.
Where did they go?
I don't know. They made it back to Denver.
They probably went to Port Authority and sat there all night.
Watching
we got into such a huge fight because she was just so utterly
cruel.
She
loved your husband?
Oh, God, yeah. If they could have kept him and gotten rid of me, they totally would have. Are you kidding me?
I don't blame them. I mean, that's too bad.
No, I didn't tell that story for awe. I'm just like, kids, learn from that lesson. Like, don't fucking think it works.
How did you divorce a doctor?
Don't invite Monica's parents to a holiday.
What?
Don't invite your parents to a holiday.
Don't invite my parents, definitely.
Wait, but I just liked him after he left you?
Oh, there's a whole thing. We won't even go into that. Yeah.
Part two. Next time.
Here's my point. Is like we started dating in August, and you know the holidays rolled around, and I feel like even if that hadn't happened, it probably was a little bit too early.
Interesting.
And I was trying to be nice because I was like, you know, it's the holidays, and don't spend it alone in a one bedroom, and blah blah blah, and. It was not. And then I ended up breaking up with him after New Year.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Just say next time we're Jewish, and that's it. The Jews don't. Hanukkah is not a big thing when you're past, like, 13. Am I right? Jewish girl in the room? Thank you. Okay.
I kind of want to be a Jew this year and travel and eat Chinese food.
Go to the movies on Christmas.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
What's that?
He said go to the movies on Christmas.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Some Chinese,
yeah. Yeah, I really do.
Are you like a serious like Jewish like practitioner? Do you go a lot?
Are you a practitioner?
Yeah, like you're a doctor. I completely fucked that up.
A doctor of Jewish.
Oh, all Jews are doctors? No, huh? No,
they're comedians
too.
And lawyers too.
No, I'm not a practitioner.
Damn, so dumb.
Awesome.
I am not observant.
Are you known for your China?
I'm known for my Judaism. No. Not at all.
Not at all.
But I don't celebrate Christmas, and I don't like it. And I feel left out.
So oh, you don't... It's not that you don't like Christmas.
You can come to Monica's house for Christmas.
Yeah, I do an orphan Christmas. I do.
Go to Monica's house.
Yeah, no. I don't really like Christians.
Well, I don't either. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Dude. Full atheist in the house. Yay! Sorry, Mom and Dad. I told you I didn't believe in that shit. All right, onward and upward. But being invited to Rich McDonald's house for Christmas has got to be a hoot because Sandy, his mother, is an absolute treasure. Sandy is the best laugher in the audience of any comedy show.
How many siblings do you have? Do you come from a big family?
Oh, yeah,
there's four of us. I'm the youngest of four.
Boys,
really?
Girls, mix?
Three boys, one girl.
I didn't know. I just thought it was you and Uncle Jimmy. That was it.
That's enough.
That's all they're willing to introduce you to.
Uncle Jimmy, let's do that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, my mother's a maniac. She is the one woman audience. She just sits there and she'll laugh louder than everyone else.
She is gold. She is gold at shows. I see like Sandy, thank God you're here. I don't care if there's only one woman in the audience and that's her. She'll make up for it in spades.
She and I would be good laughers.
You would be.
I've been told I'm a good laugher.
It'd be like dueling banjos of laughter, I must say.
Don't give me that one. Fuck you.
I didn't say anything.
a good laugher.
All right.
Don't make everything dirty.
Should we leave, Jen? Should we leave and let the two of them fuck it on my couch? Or?
Yeah, but you said no banging on the table.
The couch is fine. All right. Be to it, though. Anyway. What about this? What about bringing a debatable boyfriend to a holiday work party? Have you ever done that?
Hell no.
The look on your face is priceless. Almost as bad as when I walked you into the bathroom 25 minutes ago.
I was smiling.
You're like, ah!
She's like, hi!
Well, now that you're here, I heard that you were feeling...
I was hoping you would catcall me while I was on the toilet.
Nice gray bush.
Nice. You wipe really
fun hair
well.
Often.
Hey, baby.
Just the right amount.
Oh, you wipe front to back. Look at that.
You know, I do have softkins behind you for your hiney as well. Or your cooch, whatever you prefer. Tre Jolie, Clarice. Anyway. So no side pieces, no like, to work parties. What's the protocol for that, for the holiday time?
In public. That's just for me and him at home.
That's kind of how I feel. I wonder if it's because we're in our 40s, though.
Maybe.
Because yeah. I think when you're young, it's almost like this trophy thing. Like, no, look, somebody loves me, look. And now I'm just like, oh, hell no. Yeah.
But to play devil's advocate, though, because when you're at work, everyone's like, oh, what about your girlfriend or your wife or your husband? You almost feel like obligated. Like some of my coworkers just met my wife for the first time last week, and I've been working this company for about a year and a half now.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's not like I'm like, yeah, you have to. It's just, I just never.
Well, I don't like it because anytime. So I'm single. So if I were to take somebody, then I think immediately my coworkers, it would open up the Pandora's box of like, so how long have you been dating? What's going on? La, la, la. This happened to me the other day. I was about to get on a conference call and my coworker comes down and she's like, you got to go up to conference room, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why? She's like, we got a client up there and he's really good looking and you have to walk by. And I was like,
didn't you see me waving, Monica?
I swear.
Did you catcall?
And I swear to God, I know. I looked at her for a second. I was like, I know your heart is in the right place, but how fucking desperate do you think I am? And I was like, we got work to do. We got to get on a conference call. She's like, just hurry up. Just go walk by there. And I was like, no! Fuck, I don't need dick that badly.
See, that's the difference. If there was a hot woman 3 blocks away...
Oh, yeah.
We would run.
Yeah.
Just to walk by her.
Yeah, but see, the difference is you would go, like, to look at her.
Right.
She wasn't saying, like, go look at him. She was like, go walk by because you're single and I want to, like, try to introduce the two of you. And I was like... No.
What do you press your tits against a glass while he's having a conference in there? Like, knock, knock, knock. Hey, look at these.
I was trying to figure out. I was like, I don't get it. Like, I genuinely don't get it. Like, what's going to happen? You know, I'm going to walk by.
Didn't you see every John Hughes film from the 80s? That's how romance happens.
I know.
You walk in with, like, a pile of papers. You drop them. You both go down at the same time. Your heads
knock heads, right. There you go.
And then you both look in each other's eyes.
You have to wear a dopey hat like Molly Ringwald wore in every dumb 80s film that they did.
I guess.
Love is that easy, Monica.
I guess so. I'm just not very good at
you're
it.
You're so jaded now that you're a New Yorker.
I am very jaded. I'm like ridiculously jaded. I'm just like, what? No. I'm not going. I'm getting on the conference call and I'm going home tonight and getting my pajamas, eating Chinese food, and masturbating. Fuck you.
That just sounded like you recreated the Cable Guy's entire act. I mean, really.
Wait, you like Chinese food?
I do.
That's
Friday night.
Ideal evening.
Right? Friday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Jen, how long have you been married for?
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, you're not? Oh, good two single ladies in the lair.
Uh-oh.
Look at that. Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Well, that makes three single people on over here. Wow. This is a
good
fucking...
thing we're all here.
This is a Craigslist Airbnb thing right to happen here. Yeah.
Now, how long have you been divorced?
Well, we've been apart for 3 years.
Are you guys about to drop some paper and, like, both go down for it and pick it up and stare in each other's eyes?
You see how I operate.
Don't blow his fucking spot up, Monica. I mean, God.
My move.
You're kind of the Molly Ringwald.
Yo, it's Spygate over here and shit. Show him the playbook.
Videotaping the playbook. I used to be Ducky, so I'm just glad that I moved up to somebody who
Yeah, he's more Long Duck Dong now. That's what he is.
Oh, no more Yankee, my wanky. Dong,
dong. Dong. Grandpa's talking to you. By the way, sorry kids in your 20s. This is what quality films used to be like. Instead of this horse shit with fucking, I don't know.
What's I know. It? We don't even know.
She, what's that fucking girl from that, the one film? She, what was the girl name from Descendants? The daughter from Clooney. She's in like the fucking...
Oh.
She's cute. Shakira, not Shakira.
No.
Shalene. Shalene something.
Yeah, yeah.
She was in fucking the one with the Hunger Games ripoff film too this year. Who the fuck Annie cares, now. Right? Huh?
Annie.
I know, exactly.
You
know,
that girl that was in that one film. You know,
oh, from the movie. About.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With that dude who was another film with William
Hurt.
But
none of us watched because we're old and that's what the point of Kevin's story is. That we watched John Hughes movies and now you're watching Jennifer Lawrence and Shailene, whatever.
Woodley. Shailene Woodley. That's it. Thank
you.
Boom.
Work holiday work party hookups. People you work with. Ever partake? Rich McDonald.
Being how I work with 99.9%
men. Din, 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 din.
The blue one.
Yes! That's my girl. Proctor, I don't see a salad bar. Anyway. So, how about that 1%? You know, the girl that does look like a dude who works there?
Also handsome.
I have, not at the holiday
party. So do the handcuffs and... Do they come into play?
Are you hitting on me, Monica?
No, I'm not.
His voice went up like 4 octaves, by the way.
I just got so nervous.
Whoa! Heaven, some Murgatroyd!
Finally. Been here an hour.
Jesus Christ, Rich.
Yeah, the handcuffs, that's all I have to offer. You gotta bust them out.
And the nightstick.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's look at her leg work. She is like Michael J. Fox in a fucking hurricane over that leg shaking so much.
Like
we're gonna have a love connection. Yeah. I can't wait to say Jen meets Sandy.
Well, if we start now, we get there by Christmas.
Jen Saltzman, any holiday hookups from work?
Whenever there is a holiday party, I make out with somebody for sure.
Really? Good for you, girl.
And I regret it every time.
Is it always
so you're batting a thousand. That gets you the Hall of Fame. Nice.
Is it always a guy?
It's always a guy. At work, yeah.
At work?
Was there ever in danger of you hooking up with a girl at work? Is that why you said this?
At work?
Right?
Hell no.
No, I asked her. I asked her. I asked her.
I know where the question came from. I'll give Monica the question.
Oh, no. She wasn't just volunteering it. That's my is that your masturbation?
Wait, what are you asking?
It is.
If I make out girls occasionally.
Okay.
Not in the office.
Okay.
She keeps it professional and doesn't do the labor.
We don't need HR involved, that's it.
I'm in HR.
Oh.
She's involved.
The layers are getting peeled off the onion as we speak.
Mm-hmm. I like my human resources. Mm-hmm.
So holiday hookups, you hook up, but you don't go through with. Just make out with some random dude every year.
Yeah, get drunk, whatever. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, let's make out.
Do you ever go, like, you start making out, go, I dare you to report me to me?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to file your complaint, so you might as well get this shit right for the first time.
Exactly, yeah.
He inserted his... Never mind. Monica Vita, how about yourself? Any holiday work shenanigans? Guy or girl, we're very open here on the safe word.
I don't think so, but there's probably a good chance that I just don't remember.
That happens too.
Oh, no, there was one person.
Aha!
So all coming back.
We're all ears.
I think it was a holiday thing. It was holiday times. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
People get lonely and horny.
I make out with a mailroom guy all the time.
Is he cute?
Not really, but he's like cute. He's fun, and he has like a little disco ball in the mailroom sometimes. He closes the door.
So you chase the money.
Does he hang it on his balls?
So you chase the money. Let that be a lesson, you fellas. Bring a disco ball everywhere you go, and you
he's
stand.
Dominican, he's got.
I knew it. Well, first of all, you said it works in the mailroom. I knew Dominican immediately. Let's be honest.
It's all coming out.
I thought I'd say he works in an auto body shop doing sound systems or something like that. But I understand. You know,
I always worked for very small companies, and then half the people just.
Ugh, what? Just incestual.
You should make out with the mailman. I get all kinds of stuff.
Like your mail?
Well, no. You got me.
My mail guy is Costa Rican.
Oh,
and he would probably make out with me.
Yeah,
I'm not to brag.
What a humble brag, ding!
Not to brag.
Humble brag, ding!
He'd probably make out with me.
No, you're not.
Tarjeta de Verde, CC Pedro.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is I'm taking Spanish, so now he's all excited to, like, test my Spanish.
Oh, he's going to test more than your Spanish. He's going to test that ass.
Yeah.
He's like, ¿dónde está?
Over, Vita.
And then he'll go, ¿dónde está las titas? Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
Ah, no. That's my Tino impression. Ah, no.